Okay, it's Yom HaShvi of Zayinakim, and one does Bedika, and it looks definitely questionable, and gives it to her husband. The husband brings it to the Moitz, pulls it out of his pocket, and he thought he pulled it out of his pocket. He emptied it, empty bag, no Marin. Starts panicking, for good reason, checks all of his pockets, and lo and behold, it's gone. Nothing doing. Totally gone, calls up his wife, not on the kitchen table, not on the dining table, nowhere to be found. It's lost. She says, it definitely looked red, but it was less than a grist. Less than a grist? What did you learn? Have you ever heard these horror stories about people on a particular cloth, they say it's less than a grist, it's not a problem. I always thought that it was a joke, until I actually got it, but it wasn't from a lady, it was from a man. And he says, but don't worry, she saw like this before, but it was also less than a grist. If there's one halacha that you have to learn in all of Hilchos Nidah, this is the one halacha. So we saw that the Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Hey, Vav, talking about chatichos that look like krotin, chatichos that look like various cyrus, that a woman is mapil. The halacha is, if they're hard, then you have to check them, or if you did miyuch with reik b'tziperin and it wasn't ismaich, then that's also something you could be semuch on. If you did shriya and it dissolved and it turned into dam, it's problematic. If it doesn't, then you say that it's a very acheris, it's not a problem. This is only like the Mechaber says in Sefei, back in the case where there's no dam lach, which is on it. If there's dam lach that's on it, then it's not. Then it's going to be mitam anyhow. The Ramah says, once you do it three times, then you're not going to be beredik, you have a chazaka that these things are buried. This also, in Mechaber says in Sefei, this is back in the case where it's not borrowed to you that it's dam. But if it's very hard, dam, and it's clear that it's dam, just a chaticha, then you don't have to do any bedikah. According to the Ravid, in the Baal Mor says that even that you should be pointed, the Shach says, Yerushalm is mafurish, like the Ravid, and the Torah says that's best among the Mechaber's Paskins. So you see him like the Ravid, that you don't have to do bedikah, if it's clear that it's dam, it's just dry, then there's no bedikah. Says the Pesach Tshuva, by krotin, what happens if a woman has krotin, and you didn't get a chance to check them to see if they dissolve or not, and they get lost? Every dini dini. So it says, he brings down, that those that want to be mekel, because it's a svek svekel. Something whether or not it's red, and even if it's red, maybe it wouldn't be nimayich. She said that it's red. Not every red, it's problematic, says the Pesach Tshuva. And therefore we have a svek svekel. Well, if that's the case, in our case also. She did a bedika, she says that it's red. You have a svek svekel. Is it, one second, is it dam, which is it red? Even on the side it's red, maybe she didn't have argosha. Because every bedik is better than Masavak Argashim. So the truth is that there is in the Pesach Tshuva in brackets, he quotes a Chassam Sefer, Ayin Chassam Sefer and Kufin Tes. Over there, the Chassam Sefer says that there's a Chazaka Shadam Bab Argasha. We're not going to say by Krotin, which is not regular Dam, but by a regular Bedika, we would say Chazaka Shadam Bab Argasha. The Chor is not a Suffolk. And anyhow, the Pesach Tshuva is Madche. He brings out the Sidur Torah and says, Kula Chodesh Sveki, it's all one Suffolk. Is it Dam Nida or is it not Dam Nida? So to over here, we want to know, is it Dam Nida or is it not Dam Nida? On the Tzad is Dam Nida, it's Chazaka Shadam Bab Argasha. It's really only one Suffolk. It's not two Svekis. It's Lachur in this case, it's Lachur Hashal of a Safik Daraisa. In the case where she says that it was red, then, and that's how the place from Nemon, that's Lachachos Adam Nemzon, never to aid, Lachur it's going to be problematic, we're going to have to ask her. However, the Mishir says if it's something which is brown, something which is not one of the colors, which is more people are machmer on, and in Chanam, no case, Lachur, we would be able to be made. The question is, where did this lady come from to master it because it's approximately grit? Maybe I'll say. We saw Siv Gimel brings down the din of Shreferis. Shreferis is Machlagis Rishenim. Why Vareidam and Shreferis is not a problem? Either it's because there's a hefsek between the Dam and the Beis Achitzen, or it's because it's Shleike Derech Riyah. Now, Kiyodua, Rav Shlomo Zalman came up with an Eitzah for women that are having issues, that maybe you could affix a rubber tube to the cervix, and all the Dam that will come out through the tube, and the tube will extend to the outside of her body, and won't touch the Beis Achitzen, and it's not a problem. Now, that's only understanding that the Heter of Shreferis is that since there's a Hefzik in between the Dam and the Beis Achitzen, but if you understand that it's because it's Shleike Derech Riyah, maybe that's only, and this is how some Shohar HaRav learns, it's only when you stick in the Shreferis and that forces the Dam to come out. But if you stick a Shreferis there and wait for 3 days until she gets her vest and then dam comes out in a chanami, that's not going to be, that's not the heter of shreferet. Shlomazan himself is mitzias to this in the middle of the truma. That's the, but he names on that the machaber paskins that it's not a problem. Now, what happens in a case where a woman does a bedika, and what are we chayshish for by bedika? When we say that a woman's tame because there's a safek argosha with a tiny little bit of dam, where was that dam? So is that dam, if it's dam that already came out before and then it's in the Beis Achitzain, then I wouldn't have made a mistake to be margish, that dam came out shlevar agasha. And even if I stuck in my bediga cloth afterwards, and now there's a suffer agasha, but the dam was already there before. So that dam which came out shlevar agasha. Elamai, what's the dam that I'm being chayshish for? The dam that's dripping out from the makor right now. If that dam drips out straight onto the bediga cloth, and gets absorbed inside, then lechora was in the bedikah cloth, and it came out like a derech riyah. The meila wouldn't be matama, because it never hit the bibisar. You don't have the same way that dam bishveferes or dam bechatichas considered like a derech riyah because it never hits the bibisar. Then lechora, in such a case, every single bedikah, I'm going to get thrown out of here. Every single case, but if somebody can prove me wrong, I'd be pretty impressed. What then? The president says what? This Cheshvin? Says this Cheshvin. I guess if you write a sefer like you write this, you might name, you can say this too. L'chura in such a case, in a chanami, it would only be now. It's not so poshut that there's no tumah b'chal. It could be that there's a tumah d'rabbanan. But if you didn't be a tumah d'rabbanan, then as long as it's pachas mechigris, it wouldn't be a problem. Kenira, you have to be chayshish every single time. But etzem, you really have a suffix every time that a woman does a bedika. First of all, is it red? Even if it's red, maybe it came out. Maybe it came out straight onto the bedika cloth. So therefore, there's no shayla of argosha b'chal. Dam vadi migufa, but I have a dinim of derabana. In such a case, and you don't have the bibisara, the chur should have a svek svekah. I don't know when the dam came out. I always have a svek svekah.
What was the gemara
talking? What's that? In the case of what? Why wouldn't that be a sabi d'oraisa? In such a case? That's a good question. That's a good question. What would be the case? When would be a case that you would ever have a case that it's a badai? That it's a. Would we have a case that it's a badai? Would we have a case that's a badai? It's more.
Yeah.
It's every time. Well, we know badai that it came out by Ragosha. Here, you don't know that it came out by Ragosha Bakhlal. Here, you don't know that it came out by Ragosha. It's only when you know that badai came out by Ragosha that would be the answer. But either way, certainly that's not the Saka level of the Maizel, even though maybe we could be unfalful. And we're not even sure what the reason is. It could be that if it's on the Bedikah cloth, that when it comes out and it touches the Bezal Chitin, is maybe also considered as if it comes out that it's touching the Bibisara. It's also really telling the Machlekes Rishonim, certainly in such a case, really it's a Shaila of a Suffix, the Raisa, and therefore she's going to be Tameh, and she's never going to lose the Bedikah cloth again in her life.